This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Sometimes you got to remind him
true.
This is fun and it's not something that you're just doing because you're getting paid to do it.
Oh my goodness.
That
intergalactic.
Oh, wow.
It was intergalactic.
We were the Beastie Boys.
I became the Beastie Boys for a second.
That was super
that
cool.
That was so beautiful.
Did everybody hear that? It was a great
what
experience.
Happened?
What a treat that was. And with an engineer in the room to hear it live.
Yeah, that's true. Actually,
if you were trying to explain that after the fact, Grody just sounded like a robot for 2 seconds, they would never believe it.
It's okay. You guys do the show high, right?
Hey, do you guys remember when robot Brad Biggs was on the morning show? And they're like,
Morning boys.
Yeah.
Morning boys, what's going on?
Morning boys, what's going on?
You are the man with the story, Brad Biggs.
What have ye today?
What have you? How will ye handle the combine?
Why don't we talk about the real issue here? Robots!
Robots are everywhere.
Mr. Roboto.
We had a for it and we got it.
Thank you very much, Mr. Roboto, for helping me with that.
Professionals, though, so we can. Oh, there
it's
we
gone
go.
Now.
That is unbelievable.
We asked the engineers if they could add a vocoder to your microphone settings. Like, how sweet would that
do
be?
Do you believe in love? I believe.
People of Gotham.
Speak of the devil, and he shall appear.
People of Gotham.
And that's gone now.
Damn it.
As a senior citizen, you're probably aware of the threat robots pose. Robots are everywhere, and they eat old people's medicine for fuel. And when they grab you with those metal claws, you can't break free, because they're made of metal, and robots are strong.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Oh, man. It was an amazing experience. And we all knew it as it was happening, Mark Grody. We knew that it was a rare treat to want something in radio, to want the computerized thing and to have it come back around, the fact that we all had the opportunity to do whatever bit we wanted to do, whether it was Robot Biggs or you leaning into Intergalactic or Shane, you know, leaning into Mr. Roboto, like we actually had a time there together. It was special. It might never happen again. I'm sure that a lot of listeners hope it never happens again.
It was like fun in the face of chaos. We've got this thing now. We've got this new palette. It is there for us. What will we all do when we get our opportunity on the dance floor? It's like during a rain delay at a game when they put the tarp on the field and everybody goes sliding on the field. That was us. We've got this ridiculous situation. What are we going to do with it?
Got a new toy. Let's go.
Right.
It's true. And, you know, when you're a singer in a band, you don't really get to do that stuff. The guitarist is over there. He's got, like, all these different pedals, and, like, he presses one button with his foot. It changes everything completely. And as a singer, you're like, you don't have anything. So we had stuff yesterday, and we used it.
Yes,
and
we did.
Use it again.
Well, I think we used that well. You know what I'm saying?
I feel good. I feel good. High five, everybody. Let's all go home.
Yeah.
No, let's do a radio show instead, which we get to do. The Spiegel and Holmes Show. Mark Grody's been filling in. It's been really, really fun. And he's here all afternoon again today. You mentioned Chuck Swirsky, who doesn't have LeBron James in his top five. What? How does that happen? We'll ask him. We'll figure out who's in his top five, and we'll just talk to Chuck about a variety of things. I know the Bulls and the Knicks are playing tonight. Later on, you've been wanting to either play tape from Matt Miller, the NFL draft scout, or talk to Matt Miller for every day that we've been together. You're like, did you hear this? Did you hear when Matt said this? And finally, instead of having to listen to you talk about how much you were looking forward to Matt Miller, we're just giving you Matt Miller to talk to in the 3 o'clock hour.
Right. It's been like every day for the last 2 weeks. Hey, maybe we could do a segment on this. Maybe we could do, well, where we're having him on. And I'll just say that, you know, Matt Miller's been very interesting. And he is, I feel like, unlike a lot of Bears fans right now, he is not afraid to tinker with the Bears draft picks, as in bundling draft picks to maybe go after guys like Myles Garrett that are, I think, still available, or big trades. And that's one of the areas that the Bears can use. It's not just free agency. It's not just the draft. Ryan Poles, we know he likes to pull off a trade or two. So we'll get into that and much more with Matt Miller. It's not just that, but he's obviously can tell us about all the big strengths in the draft and where the Bears should go at 10. And if they keep that 10th pick in the first round.
And he's a friend of the show, or a friend of the time slot, friend of the station. How do I even refer to that anymore? Like, it's weird when you've been doing this show with different people, or this station with different people, as we always have. Friend of the station, Matt Miller.
Yes, yes. Friend
of the day part. He's an afternoon show guy first.
He was born on the afternoon show. Yes.
Shane, that's it. Friend of the day part is what we should say. Friend of the day part. A big champion for Guagi.
You guys really heard of Guagi? Go up and get it, guys.
He believes in Guagi for the legitimacy of concept, for the cleanliness of term, for the joy of expression.
He gets it. That was during the draft show, too, on ESPN, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty cool.
It was night two of the draft show, but whatever. Actually, it might have been day three.
Let's slot in Guagi on day three.
I think it might have been Saturday, actually. It might have been day three, but whatever. We'll take what we can get.
When they had their production meetings the first 2 days, like, what did Guagi? Day two? No. Let's try the Guagi here on day three.
And man, I'm looking forward to talking to Jeremy Roenick at 3 o'clock about the Four Nations hockey tournament that's going on. The NHL paused here in midseason as a bit of an appetizer for next year's Olympics in Italy, when they will do it again. I'm a big fan of when leagues do this and give the international competition the full attention and the full array of talent that it deserves. We'll talk to JR about that. And we have an anniversary man who's going to join us at 4 o'clock. Shane Tanney and Grody, you guys have been there, I think, all day, right? Because the anniversary, like when you're Mitch Rosen and the anniversary is what it is, that's a full day affair. There was breakfast. There were interviews. Were there crumpets and strumpets and trumpets today?
Well, define full day, Speaks, because it started at 9, mm-hmm. and Mitch made an appearance about 8:55, gave a 5-minute speech. Market manager Kevin Cassidy did the same right after him, and then Mitch did his little rounds, and then Mitchy shuffled.
Oh, really?
So we were there from like 9 to 9:25.
That's
yeah. And then me and Tanny just stayed here.
I gotta say, I love Mitch more than anyone. But getting on the Kennedy at 8:30 in the morning, immediately after taking my kid to school, sitting on the Kennedy for an hour, being late to the party because I had no other choice. Yeah, like it's just what it is.
You've and then just be hanging late to the
around
party.
And just being hanging around here and since 9:30 in the morning. I'm tired right now. I don't know how people do it.
I think it was like 9:07. I texted Tanny. I was like, dude, if you haven't left yet, you don't have to come. It's gonna be over in 10 minutes.
I'm on the Kennedy this morning. I texted my wife who commuted to work today. God bless her. You know, her 2 days a week she commutes into work. I said, if I had to do this every day, I would go to a life of crime instead.
Yeah.
If
I had to you would unalive yourself.
Commute? No. Commute every day from like 8 to 5 or whatever.
Ridiculous.
Yuck.
It's really important that you acknowledge I also don't know how people do it. I mean, it is amazing what we get to do, the shenanigans, the absurdities that we get to relay from our lives to others and have this kind of slot when other people are working that damn hard. I'm glad we can help brighten their day even just a tiny bit if we actually can.
We can brighten. One other funny thing too, Speaks from the party is that for people who don't know, if you listen to The Score, if you're a P1 listener, you know that Mitch Rosen is famous for what we call the Mitchy Shuffle, right? Where he's able to leave parties with the best of them. That's company party. He shakes the hands he has to, and then all of a sudden, poof, like Kaiser Sose, he's gone. He was never there. Where's Mitch? Like, it's a real talent that he has. So I thought it would be funny today if everybody else did the Mitchy Shuffle. Like, come say hi, shake his hand, and then walk out, and eventually it's just Mitch and his wife and his child sitting in there. And so I said it to Mitch. I go. We're gonna pull the Mitchy Shuffle, and Mitch looks at me and he goes, "Yeah, I'm looking for my exit right now."
Oh my God, Groats! About an hour ago, the Bears published the full list of the coaching staff for Ben Johnson, and it is an enormous coaching staff. We're going to talk a little bit more about this at 5 o'clock, including one very interesting retention of an assistant coach that we did not know if it was going to be happening or not, but it applies to so much of the idiocy that we saw this past year from Matt Eberflus. And we'll bring that to you in the 5 o'clock hour, that conversation, because it makes Matt Eberflus look even worse if it's possible. But this seems to be an enormous coaching staff, and maybe this is just the way of the NFL, and last year was just as big, and I don't realize it, Groats, but like, it makes me want to do some analysis from team to team and year to year, because my goodness, the group seems to grow every season, and Ben Johnson has a full accompaniment of humans to help him do this job.
Yeah, and we'll see if the quantity is a good thing. I mean, you can't say that the support system is not there. It's just what the quality of it is. And you know, I've been covering the Bears full time since 2018, and it's always an interesting part when the new coach, like in my case, you know, coming in at the same time as Matt Nagy, when they start to put the people around them, and you start to see who does have an influence on the quarterback, on the players, and will the message get there? I feel like for the last two quarterbacks, for both Mitch Trubisky and for Justin Fields, there were probably too many voices in their heads, and so I like the idea that Ben Johnson at this point is going to probably be the biggest voice. By the way, Speaks, yes. I should let you know and the listeners know that we are going to have, we just changed things around a little bit. We're going to have Matt Miller on at 2:40.
Yeah, man. So Matt Miller, NFL draft scout, who we just talked about and previewed as to move his time.
For Chuck.
And we'll go ahead and do that. And we apologize to Chuck Swirsky and all the fans of Chuck Swirsky. We do not apologize to Dan Bernstein. And we usually never do, as a matter of fact,
no.
Around these parts.
He doesn't apologize either.
Let's go ahead and take that break then and come back and talk to Matt Miller. I know you're hot to talk about the Myles Garrett part of it, and he has thoughts on that, but certainly some NFL draft stuff regarding these Bears and, of course, furthering the cause of Guwagi. Jeremy Roenick at the top of the hour on the Four Nations Hockey. It speaks Grody just getting rolling with lots to come on Spiegel & Holmes here on The Score.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
Matt Miller, longtime friend of the Score. He's Mel Kiper's heir apparent.
Big bodies who are supposed to be guys. He seems to have what I like to call guagi, where you go up and get it. It's a mix of the catch radius and the jumping ability and high-pointing the ball. By the way, Matt, I've been trying to make guagi happen as a scouting
attribute.
I'm going
to work on that, yeah. I'm going to get that in.
Like 7 or 8 years.
Spell that.
Go up and get it.
I'm going to say that tomorrow on TV.
Oh, my God.
Will you?
Jared Wiley, 6 foot six, 250 pounds, a former quarterback who transferred from Texas.
Here it comes.
You guys heard of guagi? Go up and get it, guys.
Yes! 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 History!
You believe it, Matt? Oh, yes! Unbelievable!
This is my go up and get it, guys.
Anything's possible. Anything's possible!
Pretty damn exciting when NFL draft scout himself, the great Matt Miller, helped further the cause of guagi. I've worked so hard. Mark Rohde, you know how hard I've worked to get this thing off the ground. And I've found, I don't know if I want to call him a partner. It might be early to refer to him as a partner in the quest. But, I mean, certainly the opportunity is there for us to work together in years to come and make guagi as great as it needs to be. Matt, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for joining me and Mark Rohde on The Score. How has life been for you since you included guagi that day in your NFL coverage?
I mean, it's just changed exponentially. The check still hasn't come, by the way. I don't know what there was supposed to be like some pastrami or something like Bernstein used to send me. I feel like there was something, you know, to get that on ESPN TV. So I'm still waiting.
I missed my end of the payola. I totally missed it. You're right.
Happens.
Yeah, well, I'll get you something. I could certainly get you some pastrami. I have a guagi hat. There's a guagi hat that a listener made
even
for me.
Even better.
I'd rather
have a hat. Yes.
Yeah. But, all right. Well, we'll get you a hat. I promise we'll get you the hat. And too bad Jared Wiley tore that ACL in November for the Chiefs, because I'm sure that would have come in handy in the Super Bowl, don't you think, that skill set?
It would have. But you know what? He might be the heir apparent to Travis Kelce. So there's still time. We're going to look back when he's in Canton, Ohio, and you and I are there being inducted. We're going to always remember the first 5 minutes of the day three draft coverage on ESPN.
By the way, just sticking with the Super Bowl for a quick second. Did anything come out of that is going to have sort of a lingering effect on the way that we talk football in terms of the Chiefs' failures and the Eagles' dominance? Anything coloring the offseason and maybe the season to come based on the results of that Super Bowl?
Yeah, I tweeted this late last night while doing some film work. I remember Chip Kelly saying, bigger people beat up little people. That's the takeaway from the Super Bowl, is invest in your trenches. Build up the O-line, build up the pass rush, and then you can get cute. Then you can get the wide receivers. Then you can get the, you know, the cornerbacks and stuff like that. Kansas City's done a good job of drafting Trent McDuffie's and George Karlaftis, but left tackle, they've band-aided it. Right tackle, I think Juwan Taylor's the most overpaid right tackle in football. And so it's like, I think for Kansas City, it's that idea of like, well, you got to go back to basics. You got to build in the trenches.
Get a big guy, build in the trenches, Matt. I think is what the Bears will zero in at the number 10 overall pick in this draft. And if they do zero in on offensive line or defensive line, which side do you think that they would be better off going, defensive line or offensive line, when we consider the talent in this draft?
I love the defensive line talent in this draft, but I do think it depends on what happens in free agency. If you get Trey Smith at right guard and Drew Dahlman at center, okay, well, then let's go defensive line at 10 and maybe again at 41. You know, I do think it depends a lot. The offensive tackle group is good. Will Campbell from LSU is all day, love him. And he could play left guard for a year. Then you figure out what you want to do with Braxton Jones, if you're willing to pay him or not. If you're not, okay, we got our guy. Boom, we kick him outside. Problem solved at left tackle. Kelvin Banks from Texas, similar situation. Guy started from week one at Texas. It's not easy to do. And started for 3 years, gave up one sack a year. Everybody's going to talk to you guys about the Georgia game. It's the worst game of his life. Mm-hmm. He only gave up one sack. So, yeah, Georgia got him a little bit. He gave up one sack, and his quarterback had concrete shoes on. So I do think tackle is absolutely in play, with the idea that they would have to play left guard for a year. Like, that's the key is, okay, can you play left guard? Because Braxton Jones has been above average, and you're paying him nothing. So I think you want to keep him and Darnell at the tackle spots, because, guys, like, look at Buffalo. Continuity is so important on the offensive line. It's maybe more important than anything else is continuity. So I think having your bookend stay consistent is the key here.
If the Bears decide to use, you know, right now they have 2 second round picks. If they decide to use, let's say, Matt, an interior offensive lineman on one of those picks, are they going to get a starter-worthy player? Is the interior in this draft deep enough to think that or assume that?
It is, and the reason is because those tackles are being projected inside for a lot of teams. Will Campbell, Kelvin Banks, Josh Connerly. Those guys might be playing guard. Armon Membo from Missouri might be playing guard. And so I think what happens is guys like Donovan Jackson from Ohio State could be there. Is it 41, 42? He could be there. Gray Zabel, the center from North Dakota State, could be there. The big guard from Arizona, whose last name I have not learned to pronunciate yet, and I apologize if his family's listening. I'll get there by April 24th, I promise. I do think that the guard talent is good. Now, at center, not so much. I think there is a drop-off at center to where from Gray Zabel, North Dakota State, round two, to like Jared Wilson from Georgia is a round three guy. Jake Majors from Texas is probably a round three, round four guy. It's not a great center class. If you're going to go there, like, you might want to just wait and get like a Drew Kendall from Boston College in the fifth round. There's not a round one center this year. And, you know, historically, there's not anyone like, there's not a Creed Humphrey in this draft where you just know the guy's going to come in and be amazing from day one.
Well, those are the most important positions, and that's why we need guys like you for what these Bears are doing, and we're trying to get smarter on it. We're the Matt Miller, NFL Draft Scout. I love the idea of maybe drafting one of those tackles. I know Will Campbell might get dinged for arm length like Peter Skoronski did, supposedly. Yep. And so this idea of having him play inside but then being like, oh, no, he's fine outside, thank you, is an interesting thing. Let's go back to center. So, like, Zach Frazier, who was a draft pick last year for the Steelers and ended up being their dude and a stud and a badass and a tone setter. Like, we're trying to find Frank Ragnow, who's the Lions center and made that whole offensive line go, still does. And if we can't find that guy, if you're saying that guy's not in this draft, that informs free agency, which comes first. And we got to look at Drew Dahlman. We have to think about Coleman Shelton, or, like, you know, sticking around with like an inferior product at center for a year, because maybe that's what you have to do.
Well, I think so. Yeah, we would all love Zach Frazier. I had a first round grade on him last year. But here's something interesting. The Rams, drafted Bo Limmer out of Arkansas in like the sixth round. And then they had an injury at center. That dude started all season and was really, really good because he had good pieces around him. And I think that's the key. If Drew Dolman doesn't get folks excited, I understand that. And you're like, okay, how are we going to solve the center position? You might do it in the fourth or fifth round with a guy who's just played a hell of a lot of college football over the past 4 years. That's where I would be. Like, I would be focused on that. SEC, Big Ten, if you've played a lot of football over the past several years, there's a guy in this draft, Seth McLaughlin from Ohio State. He's just dealing with an injury, so you're going to have to be a little bit patient. But those guys do exist in this draft where you can say, again, Jake Majors from Texas might be a late third, early fourth round pick. He's played 4 years of college football in the Big 12 and SEC. He could step right in. And if you have, you know, if you have, let's say you have Kelvin Banks at left guard and Trey Smith at right guard, yeah, you can survive with a top 120 pick at center.
Matt, we have reason to believe that with Ben Johnson being the head coach of the Chicago Bears, there could be a parade of tight ends making their way through Hallis Hall. We know how he likes to use tight ends and the success he had with Sam Laporta. I don't know that the Bears would, unless they go best available athlete, is there somebody, a couple of guys maybe that you could go through tight end-wise, maybe at 10 if they got crazy, or somebody in the second or third round tight end talent if it exists?
Yeah, at 10, it's Tyler Warren from Penn State or bust, right? Like he's an elite player in this class. Is there, like at 10, it's too early for Colston Loveland from Michigan, which is unfortunate because he would be like that. He is Sam Laporta. They're the same person.
Wow.
So he would be your scheme fit, right? He's beautiful for that. But this is a really, really good tight end class. Mason Taylor from LSU is going to be a second round pick. He's a really good player. Terrence Ferguson from Oregon is probably going to be a late second. He's a really good player. Harold Fannin from Bowling Green, a little bit undersized, but he caught everything at Bowling Green. He was the entire offense. No one could stop him. He's going to be a third round pick. Gunnar Helm from Texas is going to be a third round pick. Gavin Bartholomew is going to be a fourth round pick. This is a really good tight end class. And especially when you already have Cole Kmet, like you're looking to supplement. You're not exactly trying to reinvent the wheel necessarily. So I do think that this is a year where you can get those guys on offense. And I am excited to see that, you know, running back, another wide receiver, another tight end. How does Ben Johnson kind of put his stamp on? And I think Ryan Poles, is a hell of an evaluator. He can find football players. Now you have that coach that you trust and you can say, okay, like, let's draft for your scheme because I've seen it before and I know it's going to work.
So do I have this right that you're a guy who would consider packaging some draft picks, giving up some assets to get Myles Garrett if you're
absolutely
the Bears?
Absolutely. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. And I know he's 29. I think he's got three more elite years of football in him. And I say that as someone who's like, you watch him just get smarter in terms of technique. And he hasn't hit that wall. He hasn't fallen off in terms of strength or speed. And he's not a one-trick pony where if he loses a little bit of speed, Myles Garrett at 90% in the speed department is still better than every defensive end in football because he's so long and he's so powerful. So even as he maybe loses a tiny step over the next 3 years, I would be totally fine with it. And it is dependent upon, do you believe you can figure out center guard center in this class, right? Like, how are you going to have the interior fixed? If you can do that, then I would be okay with going to get Myles Garrett because he's Myles Garrett. Like, yeah. That completely changes everything you can do defensively.
Then you're talking about winning. You know, like you said, you got to fix that offensive line. Then if you could add that luxury, then you're talking about winning.
It's a luxury, though. Bears are not in a position to give up draft capital for a luxury like that, Matt.
Man, and that is the hard conversation. But here's the thing, like, and I say this as a draft guy, draft picks are a complete crapshoot. We know, like, Bears fans know that better than anyone. It doesn't matter. You might use the second overall pick on a quarterback and he's terrible. So we put so much value in draft picks that have done nothing for you. Whereas Myles Garrett completely changes your franchise day one. There's no guesswork. You know exactly what he is.
Should have asked you earlier, real quick. Can you tell us what Brad Holmes did so well as a drafter that we need to hope Ben Johnson learned and brings here?
They drafted for their scheme, like, really well. And I think that is, we've even seen like Kansas City and Philadelphia do that. You know, is they draft for this scheme. And it's not that they're reaching for players, but when they took Jahmyr Gibbs, we all said, oh my God, that's too early for a running back. No one thinks that now, right? Or even when they took Jack Campbell, it was like, that's early for an off-ball linebacker. No, he's a great player. So they just draft for their scheme exceptionally well.
Matt Miller, you're the best. We'll send you a Guagi hat. Thanks for the time. Appreciate you.
Good stuff, man.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate
it's
you.
It's going to be filled with pastrami. That's what we're going to do. Jeremy Roenick joins Spiegel and Grody next on the Spiegel and Holmes Show to talk Four Nations hockey. Let's talk to JR on the score.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.